Hello everyone for joining in this workshop. So as I said, so this is hosted by Professor Martin Ziegler's lab at the School of Computing, which belongs to the Electrical Engineering Computer Science Department of KAIST. And so the lab is concerned with complexity and real computation. So complexity of algorithms and then making reliable data types to representing and working with integers or very kind with real numbers for any kind of practical applications. So like evaluating some functions up to given precision and algorithms with real functions this kind of problems. Okay, now this has applications to many things. And when for some reason I came to the lab and Martin was interested and said, okay, let's try to promote the topic a little bit to computer science students. So we got a little bit of funding from the department, and then we were trying to organize this workshop. Okay, so maybe Martin can say a couple of words.
Yes, thank you so much, Alexander. Could I share the screen for a moment? Yes, thank you. Okay, yes. As Alexander said, we're located at KAIST in the Republic of Korea. I met Alexander, I think, roughly a year ago during hiking, Saturday hiking group of KAIST foreigners and Korean researchers jointly go hiking. And when chatting, it turned out that Alexander shares many background and interests with me. I'm from Germany, and he essentially grew up in Germany, although he's a citizen of Bulgaria. I've been working on mathematics and computer science and their intersection, and so has he. And so it was a very seminal hike, and we started talking, and eventually he started using the computational facilities that were unused in my lab, a compute server, for his computations in computational knot theory, and that in turn led to this workshop that we're currently attending. And also thank you, Alexander, for the opportunity to briefly advertise my own research and my own lab. So as you said, it's about computing with continuous data. Computer science of continuous data is the main topic. So avoiding discretization and dealing directly with real numbers, with continuous functions, converging sequences, bounded operators, and compact subsets. And here's a brief overview of my group. So Dr. Selivanova is a visiting research professor. Alexander is an external consultant. Here, three PhD students, and currently there's one master's student and an undergraduate is currently doing an internship. And yes, I'm delighted for this opportunity to host this workshop. Although all the work has been done by Alexander, and only the funding comes from KAIST, and therefore KAIST is the official host. So therefore, without further ado, let me stop the screen sharing and return the mic to Alexander. And okay. I wish you all a successful workshop. Oh, one more thing, right? I understand that, Alexander, you will want to take a kind of snapshot instead of a group picture. Maybe during every session, one group picture of the participants.
Okay, you have to show me how that goes, okay?
So, right. And to this end, at this occasion, maybe every participant is encouraged to turn on the camera. Apart from that, feel free to only listen into the thoughts.
Okay. So, I don't know. Okay. So, let me say a couple of things, organizatory stuff. I think Martin said it, but a little bit of emphasis on organizing this workshop was also to promote the topic to computer science students, okay? So this is why I have tried to advise the speakers to take this into consideration a little bit when preparing the talks, okay? So this is one thing. Then, I mean, you know the schedule from the website, so we have planned now to have morning and evening sessions in Korean Standard Time, so which is Greenwich Mean Time plus 9, okay? So please don't make a mistake with the time zone. So the talks are 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. every working day from this Wednesday until including next Wednesday, except for Monday morning, okay? Not weekend. And there is only one talk per session, so there is no things like I have to wait for the previous speaker to finish to listen to the talk that I want to listen to, or things like that. Okay, so that problem has been resolved. One thing I wrote it on the page, but I say it again. Please, tomorrow and next Tuesday at 10 a.m. allow for a little bit of delay because we are switching over from a lecture that Martin is giving. So if you tune in at 10 a.m. and you do not find me, don't think that I have forgotten or something like that. Okay. There was a question already from one participant at the workshop. Do you make a banquet? Okay. And now my answer to this is that I do not even distribute lunch coupons. So, for example, when Korean Math Society makes meetings, then in the registration fee is included that you can get to some coffee shop or whatever. But I cannot find a coupon which will be acceptable by dining facilities at 15 different universities in 5 different countries on 3 different continents and things like that. Okay. And moreover, you see, the term lunch break does not make much sense either when we carry out this workshop in this form, because if you take a meal at 9 p.m., it is very difficult to describe it as a lunch, regardless of the cultural traditions of the country you reside in. So this is an aspect that obviously cannot provide for. What I will try to provide for is that, okay, we can carry it over without too many technical problems. And in that regard, I was already advised that I should take care a little bit of security issues, because you see, we have advertised this openly. So ID and password are publicly available, there have been attempts to hijack these kind of sessions by people who want to display content which is completely inappropriate for the purpose of the workshop. So for this reason, what I will try to do is I will make speakers co-hosts, and then restrict other participants the right to share screen and to unmute themselves. So if you are in the audience, then please, and you have a question during the talk, then please raise your hand, and the host and myself, and the speaker and myself will have the right to unmute you so that you can pose your question, or if this doesn't work, then please write in the chat. So for now, I'm not restricting the chat. I hope it will not be necessary to sanitize the chat as well. I have tried it out. It worked fine with 2 people. I don't know what happens when you have 20, but okay, it shouldn't be too big of a problem. So that is that. Then one more thing is about the recordings. So we are planning to record the talks and put them on the Labs YouTube channel. Okay, but I'm introducing a restriction. So we will make them available, but not accessible, at least not openly. So for at least some period of maybe about half a year or so, decide you will not be able to search the talks on YouTube arbitrarily. This is because I want somehow to prevent this attitude, like if I do not listen to the talk, I can find it tomorrow on YouTube. Okay, because still there has been some amount involved in organizing, in funding, etc. So this is still supposed to be some kind of scientific event. Okay, we do not want to devaluate the talk arbitrarily. So of course there are reasons like time zone difference, and it is understandable that you do not want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and to listen to a talk. But what we will do is we will provide the speaker with a link to the recording, and then you can write to the speaker and request it, or the speaker can dispose over this link at his own preference. But we will not, at least for a while, make these recordings publicly accessible, and we will not publish the links on the workshop website. So what I will probably put a link to my part, my introductory part that I'm speaking now, okay, so that people who tune in later can have a little bit of orientation, but the recordings will be kept in this restricted form. So, and people who will not be affected by this non-disclosure policy I want is the students of the department, because ultimately this was organized by a department, funded by a department, is specifically designated for students at the department. So if some student wants to listen to the talk, I will be very happy to provide him with the reference. Okay, I don't want to restrict it. Maybe unless some speaker very strongly objects, but okay. So this is also that what I wanted to say. And then final organizatory remark is, I'm planning a small follow-up event. So there are some people who could not make it this time, and then there are some others who I wanted to invite, but whom I really cannot say that they are doing computational, not here in the sense of computer science students. So maybe I will have a little follow-up event with, I don't know, maybe between 2 and 8 speakers, sometimes in July or August. Well, the emphasis will be less on computational and even less on not theory. So we will have maybe a little bit of manifold topology or whatever. I will have to see. Anyway, I'm trying to get this together, and the place to look for information about this is clear. Okay. So this is as far as I wanted to say about organizatory stuff.